On a cold winter night, I find a young woman walking down an alleyway off Sullivan Avenue. Side Effects agreed not to use her name because she feared retribution from her drug dealer for talking to a reporter. She's 30, petite with red hair, and tells me she struggled with addiction for 3 years. Recently, though, she managed to stop using heroin for over a year.
I lost my job about a month ago, and one thing led to another.
Then she relapsed and wound up here.
On a day-to-day basis, I obviously walk down Sullivan to feed my addiction, to eat, to sometimes find a place to sleep.
Sullivan Avenue cuts across the hilltop, a neighborhood in Columbus with one of the highest rates of poverty and crime. On any given day, there are dozens of young women out here. Clients honk to signal their interest, and the women get into their cars. According to data from local law enforcement, prostitution-related arrests have steadily increased over the last 3 years, and the vast majority of arrests take place here on Sullivan. Sister Nadine Buchanan, a Dominican nun, drives up and down Sullivan, her car filled with bags of food.
And I just saw one woman right now that I've given to before.
She's been coming here several times a week for the last year, ever since she realized so many women were in need of help.
I'm looking for ladies to give lunches to and personal products. They always tell me they look forward to my meals. You know, they look forward to seeing me.
Many of these women work for themselves to support their addiction. Others are coerced by pimps or dealers who take their earnings in exchange for drugs. In either case, to get out of this life, they need to kick heroin. Sister Nadine packs slips of paper with numbers for local treatment centers into their sack lunches, but she knows getting in can be a gamble.
A lot of times it depends on who you know, but usually they all have a waiting line or they're full.
Most of these women are in their 20s. They're dressed in jeans, sweatpants, and heavy coats. Sister Nadine says she's learned to spot them by their walk, the way they wander without any particular place to go, or how they wait at bus stops but never board any buses.
Honey, would you like a lunch? How are
you
today? You having a hard day?
All right, yeah. It's been a rough day for me.
Most of them are also very thin.
Oh, it's nothing to find someone that's a size zero.
Nearly all the women I interviewed for this story said they often go days without food or sleep. They live in houses that are either abandoned or run by drug dealers. Some work as much as 18 hours a day.
And sometimes when I come home, I just need to be quiet. And I say, I have been to hell today. And it's the truth.
Back in the alley where I met the young woman at the beginning of the story, she tells me she's been beaten and raped by customers. She knows this work exposes her to things like HIV, but stopping is just as terrifying.
Do you ever wish you could just step out of risky what you're doing, or?
Every second.
What's stopping you?
I can't handle withdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
For women like her, this is the end of the road, and few people manage to find a way home. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Esther Honig.